Welcome to Light Being Found. My love Jason was in the U.S. Army. 20 days after I found him, I started documenting my journey through video and audio recordings. Join me as I share my journey as a suicide loss survivor, from struggling to find the light to light being found. Hello, loves. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 6, to Finding the Light, Light Being Found. So in today's episode, in the video that I'm going to share with you, what comes to mind for me is that I was just paralyzed in my mind. Like I've shared before, and I'll continue to share, I will really minimally edit the videos that I am sharing because I think it's super important to be able to see the processing that's taking place and the emotions. And you can also literally see, like, when I say something and then I check out and then I don't know what my next thing that I was going to say is, and then I get lost in an emotion and then I come back. So I think that's really important and also validating for those that are going through this experience or any type of really grieving or doing work with trauma recovery, to be able to see that this is a part of the journey for many, where there's so many different hormones and chemicals in our body happening as we're navigating things, especially in a state of shock as well. So in this video, you will see that as well. If you would like to watch the video, you can check out the video podcast. The podcast is Suicide Loss Survivor Documented Journey, and you can find me at Light Being Found on YouTube. And then also the video will be uploaded to Spotify if you watch your videos there as well. So I want to actually share the podcast cover that I did. So let me pull up the screenshot for that. All right, so here is the artwork I made for the podcast. When I look at it, I'm filled with so much love. It's had many different variations, and this is the one that I landed on in this last year because I brought in the sun rays coming in on the right-hand side. And then, of course, my journey is milicide. I'm a milicide survivor, which is a military suicide survivor. So I have that, but in the background, because it's not the forefront of my journey, just a suicide loss in general and being a survivor of my partner leaving in that manner is. What's really special about this artwork for me is that this is Jason under the flag. We got to have private time in viewing him. Something that's also wild, and I will share right now that this might be triggering for you to hear, but something that's also wild for me to remember is that when I found him, and then they were asking me about having an open casket, my thoughts were immediately, no, he cannot be remembered like that. And when we had our viewing, we were able to see him, and I was so surprised at what embalming does and what the whole process of how they go about things at the funeral home before they have a viewing, because he was my baby. He wasn't in there, but it was pretty amazing to get to see him looking all fine again. But anyways, so he is underneath this flag, and kind of where you see the star up in the upper left hand corner, that's almost where his heart area is. You can see, like, they had his arms folded across his chest, so that's where the red wave comes in the flag. But also in the star, you can see I have a little heart up there that blends, and that's because he's up there sending his love down to me. And then in the lower right-hand corner, I have a little heart for me, and that's me down here sending my love back to him. And then also, like, the point of the star is pointing down at where the heart in the lower right-hand corner is. So that's just really sweet to me too. And then one more thing that I wanted to point out about this artwork is in the word survivor, in the U, you'll be able to see a little beam of light in between the two, and that's because you are where the light is. And also, doing this font reminded me about helping him prep to get ready to go on tour. And in doing that, you have to, spray paint all of your belongings with these stencils that kind of have this military letter like this. And so that kind of also makes me think about our journey together and his time prepping to go on tour. He only went on tour once, and he went on tour in Afghanistan. They built Aziz from the ground up. And yeah, I can get more into his tour. I know that I will as I unfold my journey and my recordings. So I'll touch on those when I come across them and expand further. So in this video, I'm talking about being stuck. And as I observe the videos, I'm brought back to those moments where I truly am stuck, and I can remember, like, oh wow, I was so stuck. And another part of it that I was thinking about when I was viewing them is it made me think of during pregnancy, you hear about the having baby brain and just completely forgetting everything, not being able to hold a thought. That was kind of how I felt like this part of my grieving journey went. And a lot of it had to do also with all of the emotions, but that being coupled with just like still being in shock. So you'll see that as well. And then also, I talk about the importance of videos and voice messages. I longed for them so much. And Jason was not a fan of the camera at all. In fact, I have a little story in the video that I'll share with you about our very first photo, which I bypassed, and I have the very next photo as the first photo in our book, but I'll touch on that in the story. All right, I'm gonna get to today's video, and I'll be back with you soon. I think that I'm so stuck at how stuck I am. Like, this is, part of me is paralyzed somehow inside of my mind. And I get stuck in random places in my home. I'm not, I'm self-employed. And so I kind of wonder how people do it that have a 9 to 5. Kind of bask in everything that was us and honor those memories. I speak in a lot of fragments anyways, but it's like really not good right now. Well, I think maybe for today that is it. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. I think that it's like so important
mom, I was like, up here, I have pictures of us, so if you see me, keep looking, just because I'm looking at us. I want to say, like, get a video of your loved ones. He never wanted any video or any pictures ever. He's like, I don't do that. In fact, the very first picture you'll see, like, he's like, no, no pictures. And that was our very first Valentine's Day together. I had to let him know, like, if you're about to have me be your female, that taking pictures is part of the package. But because he didn't like it, I knew I didn't want to put him in an uncomfortable position, so I never wanted to take video of him. And I can't begin to tell you, like, how comforting the thought of a video feels to me. And I love his voice, and he used to sing to me, and even just on the phone. Even just on the phone. He used to say when I impersonated him, I made him sound like my brother, which was almost funny because when I impersonate my brother, he makes fun of me. So I won't impersonate him because I won't do his gorgeous voice any justice. But he just had, like, such a wonderful, soothing voice and such beautiful skin tones. So, the reason why I started this however long ago was to say, get video of all your loved ones and get, like, recorded messages from them. Because I think that will be really helpful. And being able to be comforted during this time. Because, like, often there's times when that you get to such a painful place, and that if you could just pull out that video or pull out that loving message, like, you would feel that much more closer. And for me, I have a lot of pictures, and so the pictures help evoke a memory for me, and, like, that is very comforting. You know, because there's a lot of time that, like, you know, talking to people's not going to help. Unless you're there and you've processed and you're ready to understand what's happening. I'm not sure if that's even making sense right now, so I'm gonna sign off. This has been a good time. Excuse my sarcasm. And all right. I'm out of here.
All right, so that was the video. I'm kind of cracking up at, like, how I end some of these videos because I don't have anything set yet on how to end them. So some of them are like, all right, that's it. I'm done now. But that changes a little bit as I continue recording. I do actually have a few videos of Jason, but they're not necessarily candid videos. As I mentioned, I'd always, like, kind of nudge him or bump him or, like, have my feet, like, nudge his feet when he was snoring. And he's like, I don't snore. I'm like, yes, you do. And so one night I recorded him snoring so he could hear himself snoring. As odd as it sounds, I actually find it kind of comforting. When I first came across it, I was like, oh, he's snoring. You know, because I'm able to hear hear him. Yeah, I longed to hear him and to see him. There's a difference in like the way the energy is received, in being able to be witness of or see a video. So you have like the energy and the emotion of the individual, and then also just like the vocal tonality and the energy that that carries. I was so longing for it. And then I have another video. Jai, she was a mini Aussie, and we thought, wow, it would be so cool if we took her to go herding. And we wanted to see, like, is it innate in her? Would she just herd the sheep right to us? How would it go? And so we took her herding. It was super cool experience. And she did. She brought, as soon as she got into the open field, she brought the sheep to us. And it was pretty amazing to see her just like go right into work mode. He is in there, but the video is about Jai. And there's a few videos of Jai where you can hear Jason in the background like talking to her. Not quite the same of what I was longing for, but really super grateful that I have those videos. And then the very last video I have of him, so I think it's like four or five total, but none really of him just being Jason. Like he was talking to Jai in the background, he was snoring, what not him just like being and embodying his cute self is what I was longing for. But in this last video that I have of him, it's about a 10-minute video, and he did I was doing some advanced training on my body language, and he was doing this video for me to kind of break down. And part of it was to it was a, for lie detection. So part of it was for me to kind of decipher like what his baseline was, and then what things he was being honest and not honest about, and a few other things in there. It's a cute video, and I'm really grateful that I have it. But because he was sitting right here doing it, because he was doing it with intention for me not to be able to read where he was coming from, and then me being able to pick up his tells in the video, it's not really himself. He's like, all right, here we go. And then he's answering a bunch of questions. However, something really came out of that as well. In the video, one of the questions that's asked is, what is your most embarrassing moment? And then he shares a moment where his lady comes up to him during formation, and they're about to go on tour, to give him a hug and a kiss. And he got in trouble for that. And that was his most embarrassing moment. And this is years later. That is the first time that I've ever heard that. He shared with me, like, oh, that you weren't supposed to do that. And I was like, oh, I just saw everyone standing there, and I was like, oh, one more hug and kiss before you leave. And I didn't know that. Sorry. So that was the extent of what he shared with me. I didn't realize that that was a major no-no. And I also didn't realize that they were in formation either. Whoops. But he did share with me also that when I did that, he got penalized for it. And when they arrived at their location, that he had to unload everything. And so when I was prepping for this episode, I was thinking like, where was the first location that they went to? I couldn't really remember because he spent a lot of time in Kandahar, just at the main base. And then also they built Aziz from the ground up, and that was his actual home base. But when they first arrived, they were somewhere else, and I was like, was that Ramrod? So I looked it up. And so when I looked up Ramrod, I found something that had me at pause, and I was like, whoa. So my memory served me correct, and that really was their first location that they went to, and he was part of the Bravo company. There was a lot of people in the company. But I came across this, and it says, notable incident. In May of 2010, an investigation into the alleged use of hashish by members of Bravo Company of the 2nd Battalion, 1st Infantry Regiment, and the 5th Brigade of the 2nd Infantry Division uncovered a murder conspiracy ring. What? Apologies. I had it on silent, but the alarm went off still. The company was big and there's a lot of individuals, and he wasn't in this portion of it, but still he was part of the company. And here's what it says next. Five U.S. Army soldiers were charged with killing three Afghan civilians for sport. He never shared this if he knew anything about it. And I can only imagine that if he did know something about it, that it just weighed really heavy on his heart. He shared a lot of things about his time in Afghanistan, which I know I thoroughly break that down really detailed in the videos that I did make. So I will really open that up and get into it when I do. But there was a lot about, being in service for a political war, and that that was not what he signed up for, and a lot of different realizations through that, which also had him feeling a lot of different ways about ACAPing and getting out of the military, which he really wanted to do, but what his sense of purpose was. And how he could actually be of service, but feel like he was being of service. When you go from having these 24-hour shifts on the turret protecting your fellow soldiers, those are big shoes to fill as far as like what you're feeling inside with, I'm doing something of importance that I care about and that I'm feeling in and of honor to do. So, anyways, the whole formation thing, and that was part of the video, which tied into me talking about it's so important to get video and recordings, is how all of this came into play to share for this video. I do want to say that I did take my thoughts about, oh, I wish I had video and really internalized those with the Jai and made sure that I had a lot of video of her and so many pictures and lots of hearing her personality in the videos too, which is really special. Also, this is a side note, but something that I really love is nowadays, because so many people take selfies, I love that when a couple of people are taking a selfie and the screen is looking at them and they can see themselves, that instead of actually looking at where the camera is, they're actually looking at each other in the screen. And you could see all of this emotion of like whatever it is that they're feeling. And it's super beautiful. It's one of my favorite things about people doing selfies with other people to be able to catch that glimmer of interaction and the energy exchange that they're having, even though it's just a moment. And that was what was the biggest thing for me in looking at the videos with Jai, is the videos that made me the happiest and I felt the closest to her were the videos that you could see this love exchange between us and our energy. Like those are the ones that just filled me up with so much love, where I was transported right back to that moment and had those emotions running through me. And that was what I was yearning for with Jason when I made the video. But all right, we're gonna get into today's story. All right, here is the photograph that I said I wanted to share with him and his grandmother. Jay spent a lot of time at his grandma's. He'd even make his way over to her place, walking downtown Boston himself when he was six, without permission. He super loved his grandma Pearl. She's the one that sparked his love for cooking. She also really raised him, and he spent a good majority of his youth and time growing up over there. I remember before we actually went to Boston, and he showed me all the streets that he was wandering around at when he was six. Sometimes, like the whole dog when he was three thing, some of the stories I'd be like, really? So it was affirming to be able to meet his mom for his service and really be able to actually hear the echo of these stories as well. But I remember Google Earth, it wasn't that old yet. And I remember pulling up the Google Earth, and he would show me like the streets that he navigated to get to her place. And it was pretty sweet. All right, I'm gonna share another picture that I have as part of the book. I think that's a pretty cute picture of us. All right, and then on to today's quote. It is by Rumi. It is Passage, and it says, I said, what about my eyes? He said, keep them on the road. I said, what about my passion? He said, keep it burning. I said, what about my heart? He said, tell me what you hold inside. I said, pain and sorrow. He said, stay with it. The wound is the place where the light enters you. I know that this journey is difficult to say at best, and there is a lot of falling down and just a lot of heartache and pain that doesn't lend to any words. Look at that heartache and pain. Lean into that heartache and pain. Embrace it as part of your journey, as part of who you are now. And through that acceptance, not that it gets easier with that acceptance, but there is a different energy to the dance that you do with the grief, and the grief becomes one with you through that dance. And then light starts to spark. All right. So wherever you are in your journey, please be gentle with yourself as you are listening to yourself. Let go of the expectations you have of what you think this grieving journey looks like. And love up on yourself as you're going through this as well. Give yourself some grace through whatever moment to moment looks like. I'm giving you these big, amazing, big, humongous JAM hugs. And I'm sending you so much love and light and healing as you navigate your journey. Thank you for joining me today. Take good care, and I'll connect with you on the next one.